Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios with me. I am Mark Walters, of course, and I'll be filling your prescription for freedom for the remaining part of this hour, which is, what, about 54 minutes or something like that? 55 and a half minutes? Looking forward to it. So I just got my gun mag in the mail today. It came to the studio. The gun mag. Do you get the gun mag? If you don't get the gun mag, just look it up, gunmag.com, thegunmag.com. And some of the headlines on this today are Trump again keynoting NRA meeting, SAF wins another Illinois gun ban victory, judge says California ban unconstitutional but stays injunction, New Zealand faces semi-auto ban. This is volume 8, number 89, May 2019. And it's on the back. It's got a nice EDC Ruger, a couple pair of Rugers here. For EDC, of course, for everyday carry, but Ruger has changed that to everyday choices. I like that. We're going to have some fun today, but it's going to be, I'm going to stay a little focused here with my guest, Dave Workman, my mom's favorite, hashtag my mom's favorite guest. But really, that's Pound, right? Pound, my mom's favorite guest. But I want to stay focused because I will be meeting Dave Thursday evening in just a couple of days in Indianapolis for the NRA convention. And there's a lot to talk about relative to the NRA. Dave wrote about it, so we're going to go there. And some of it might not be real comfortable. But guess what? I couldn't care less. I don't sit on the board. I'm simply a member of the NRA like 6 million other people. Maybe you are, maybe you're not, for whatever reason. But I'm a member, and that's the way I approach any conversation about the National Rifle Association, by the fact that I'm a member. And I'm not a life member. I renew about every 3 years. Let's go to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome to the program. How are you today, my friend? Hashtag
well,
my favorite guest.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, very kind of you to invite me back all these times. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the NRA for a couple of different reasons, none of which have to do with the stories we've been reading in the newspapers the last several days. But it's an opportunity, I think, for guys like you and me to do a lot of face-to-face with the people who really make us what we are. Our listeners, our readers, the people, the Larry Lunch Buckets who, they don't have maybe a loud voice, but they've got a voice enough to support folks like us to, carry the message, I guess. And I think, you and me, I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, that's really important. And I don't think you could put a value on that kind of an experience.
No, I'm with you on that. Let me give you my thoughts on the upcoming convention. And I want the listener, I want you to understand what we're talking about. And when you hear about an NRA convention, if you've never been, between 85 and 90,000 people will show up. It seems to grow every year, for obvious reasons, no doubt. And we're going to talk about some of the things that you've been reading in the papers, by the way. I do want to go there. It's not a topic I'm afraid to talk about. As a member, I have every right to talk about it. And if you're not a member, should you be? We're going to go into all of this with Dave here in the next hour. But, Dave, you're right. It's an opportunity. When people say NRA convention, they think everything is NRA. It's a gigantic trade show put on by the National Rifle Association. And it's ranks right up there, second behind SHOT Show. It's got to be one of the biggest in the country, by the way. But nonetheless, people like you and me get to go, and it's open to the public. Unlike the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, which draws a lot of media and obviously inside industry and inside baseball, the National Rifle Association meetings are open to anybody to come in. It's free for members to get in, and it's $10 if you're not a member. And it draws tens and tens and tens of thousands of people who just want to come in and celebrate freedom and look at everything that's on display. And the interesting part is you can buy things from the vendors there. It's not just for show. You can walk out with a holster. You can do these things, a new belt or T-shirts and all the cool stuff that goes on. But, Dave, you know what I have more fun with? I'll be with you. And this is going to get you to. I'm going to be with you for 3 solid days at the CCRKBA SAF booth. And the
well, I'm already talking to an attorney about that to get a restraining order,
You don't red flag me, okay? We're friends, right? Gosh, darn it, I'm going to get swatted at the NRA convention in my own booth. The fun part about it is when people hear me and you and Alan, for example, on the radio and I walk away to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich or something like that for lunch, and I'll inevitably get a text from Alan or from Andrew, or even you, I believe, hey, you need to get back here. There's a lot of people here that want to see you. And it's a lot of fun because, that, to me, that's what the National Rifle Association meeting is all about. It's about that camaraderie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't know if I've told you this before, and I certainly haven't shared it with the readers, but or your listeners, I mean, but about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe probably longer than that, I was coming back from an NRA convention. The show had wrapped up, and I had gone out to the airport to catch my flight. And lo and behold, I ran into Bob Nosler, and anybody in wow. shooting sports who doesn't recognize that name ought to be dragged behind a yeah. horse, because
wow.
Nosler is just he's a dear friend of mine, and he's got just a marvelous wife and family. We got to talking, and I told him about an experience that had happened. A guy came up to me. Just out of nowhere, I'd never seen this guy before, and he said, "Hey, can I have your autograph and can I have a picture taken with you?" And I thought, well, it's crackers or something, but I did that, and I told Bob about that, and Bob gave me a lesson in life that I will never forget, which makes him one of my heroes. He says, "You know, Dave, you and I are sometimes about as close to a celebrity as a lot of these people would ever meet. They read your stuff in a magazine. They buy a box of bullets with my name on it. And it's a big, big treat to actually meet and shake hands with somebody like us. And we work for those people. You know, at the bottom of the line, the end of the day is, you know, those people make it possible for us to do what we do, and we got to keep that in perspective." And I've never forgotten that. And Bob just relayed to me in probably the course of 30 seconds the wisdom of the ages, and that's, I think, why I really respect that guy, because he put that in perspective. And it was a neat experience. I've had other people since then, you know, want their picture taken with me, or want me to autograph a book that I wrote, or sign a thing off in a magazine article that I'd done. But that was the first time. And when Bob explained that to me, it was like that Ford light bulb going off, you know. It's just,
well, no, it's true.
Really, that's
it's
what
true.
That is.
You know, I forget who I said it to, but it was a similar conversation, and I said to somebody, you can't ever forget who you are when you're in a situation like that, when you're in one of those rooms. Because you're right, there are people who go there to meet you. They flew there, got a hotel room, took their wife and family there because they specifically wanted to meet you. I can't count how many times people have walked up to Alan and I at the booth and say, "I've wanted to see you guys together because I hear you on the radio every week. We came here specifically for that." It's very powerful to hear that you have an impact on somebody's life like that. You know, Dave, as you understand, I sit in a microphone 6 days a week in a studio looking at all kinds of cool lights and flashing things and buttons going all over the place, and it's kind of neat. It's like flying a jet or something, even though I can pretend mm-hmm. it is because it's really, really cool. But I don't get to see all those eyeballs looking back at me, and when I get out and people come up to me, it opens up a sense of awareness, and it makes you realize there's a lot of people out there who feel the way we do. And when you write a piece, for example, it touches people. And we're going to go into one in a minute. We'll do it at the next break because this one's too big. But with just this one column you wrote over at Liberty Park Press, it's open season on NRA as 148th annual members meeting looms. There's enough meat in here to cover 3 hours of a Sunday broadcast because you cover multiple things. But when people read this stuff and they have an opportunity to meet you, it's very powerful. And that just speaks to how humble you are as a person, that you don't really think that way. You know, you're not walking around like Leonardo DiCaprio or something. Thank God.
You know what? You just gave me an excuse to probably plug you when I see you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I know we're getting close to the break, but the point that I'm making is you don't walk around all, you know, look at me. It's really neat to be able to meet these people at these events, and that's what I'm.
Yeah, it really is, and I think that's very important. But I want your audience to know that your mom actually did ask me to make sure you disappear in Indianapolis. And
well, that's okay. I promise I'm not going to borrow any money from her. Hey, listen, a couple of things. I do want to go into this topic. Let me kind of set this up for you.
Okay.
And you can stop me along the way, all right, if you feel like we're going somewhere maybe we shouldn't go or maybe you don't want to go. That's fine with me. But you mentioned the fact that the NRA has been in the papers a lot, and I think that's something that you and I have a responsibility to approach on this show. It is Armed American Radio. We are going to be at the NRA meetings this week. It's going to be a huge topic of discussion, and I have my own thoughts on it, and I'd love to bounce them off of you when we come back and you tell me what you think about it, because the NRA is getting a lot of bad press right now, a lot of bad press. A lot of people are thinking, geez, Pete, what's going on here at the NRA? I'm going to be talking with Dave Workman, Conservative Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, The Gun Mag. He's working out of the Second Amendment offices and CCRKB offices out in Bellevue, Washington right now. He'll be with me for the rest of the hour. Don't go away. Be right back with Dave. All right, you gun lover, you, it's come right down to the wire because you only have a little time left to win big with the USCCA's free Gun a Day giveaway. You heard right. The USCCA is giving away a different gun every single day this month for free. But it all ends on April 30th, so you're almost out of time. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to get entered right now. The official rules are right on the page. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun every day. That could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, maybe even a new Sig Sauer. But these free guns are going fast. So text ARMED, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not much time left. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and they're almost gone. So you need to hurry. Text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to reveal today's gun and be entered to win. Don't miss out, please. This is your big chance. Text A-R-M-E-D to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, MyPillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we are getting ready to leave on Thursday for the National Rifle Association meeting. I'll be traveling Thursday and Friday. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be sitting in the chair for me. He's a great kid. He's a great radio host. He's excited about it, and I'm glad he's there to sit in support of Armed American Radio when I'm on the road like that. I do appreciate that. Way, I don't want to tape your show. I want you to get current stuff. So having said that, we'll be gone Thursday, Friday. Now, Saturday, the 26th, actually marks 10 years of Armed American Radio, April 26th. Think about that, 10 solid years. So what I've been doing, because I'm going to be at that convention, when I fly back on Sunday, I'm not going to be able to bring anybody in the program with me. Most of the people that I would want to talk to will be traveling. So I've got something better for you. I am going back, and I went back to day one, the first show, the introduction of the first show. And I'm pulling clips, and we're going to go through clips together with Sean, you, me as listener and host, and Sean are going to go through some of the greatest clips of Armed American Radio over 10 years, and they're good. They're really good. I've got some stuff that I haven't dug up in years, and you are going to love it, and I'm going to continue to bring those out. So on Sunday, don't miss it. Set your DVR, because you're going to hear 10-year history of Armed American Radio, humorous, fun, entertaining, and powerful stuff. I was blown away by how powerful some of that radio was. Boy, you're going to love it, I promise. Okay, back to Dave Workman. Dave Workman from all those cool places I told you before we went to the break. Dave, welcome back. Let's have a conversation here. Let me start it with this. National Rifle Association's under a lot of heat, external pressure. Bloomberg's fake news, the Trace outlet, working in conjunction with the New Yorker, put together a pretty scathing piece that a lot of people within the National Rifle Association themselves and members are saying is going to have a massive impact, that it was well done, and there was a tremendous amount of truth to it. It speaks to corruption. It speaks to financial dealings, shady dealings, Internal Revenue Service wanting to come looking at tax-exempt status and all this stuff. And there are people within the NRA who are seemingly wanting to bring the NRA to its knees. My response when I read those posts are, and as a member, I'm just a member, is all I am, is if you think bringing the National Rifle Association to its knees and handing the enemies of freedom to the tune of Michael Bloomberg and the rest of the gun haters the biggest political coup they could have ever scored, if you think that's a good thing for gun owners, your head's not screwed on properly. My take on it is, if there are problems at the NRA, and there are, whatever they turn out to be, is to join the National Rifle Association, fix them from within, and redirect that organization. Where am I screwed up on that thought process?
I don't think you are. Let me preface my remarks by reminding everybody that I was on the NRA Board of Directors for 9 years, and the sad part for me is that I've got friends who appear to be on both sides of this argument. And quite frankly, I haven't made up my mind what all to believe, what not to believe, where there may be a problem. I've known the key players for, a long time. Mm-hmm. And I was, in fact, talking to Alan Gottlieb, our friend, earlier today about this. You know, fighting the NRA, dividing the gun community into factions, we're doing Bloomberg a big favor. And I have to sit back and say, what, are you crazy? We're all supposed to be on the same side, and yeah, if there are problems within the NRA, and according to the published reports, there appear to be quite a few, they need to be fixed from within. If decisive action is required, then decisive action will have to be taken by the current board of directors. And beyond that, I think we need to put something in perspective. We're a year, 18 months out, a year out from the campaign, 18 months out from an election that could very well decide the future of the United States and certainly the Second Amendment. Donald Trump, in spite of all of his problems with tweets and some of the abrupt things he says. He has put several conservative judges on the lower federal courts. He's named two associate justices to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in my tally book, that's a good thing. And it may bring us back into some semblance of balance in the federal courts, where we actually do start following the Constitution again, the way it was written back by those old dead white guys. Now, bringing it up to date here, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, as you said, that the Bloombergs and the Everytowners and the people at the Alliance for Gun Responsibility out here in Washington State and all these gun control groups, there's nothing better for them than to see the gun community, and that's just not the NRA, but I'm talking about everybody, at each other's throats, because all they're doing is sitting back, relaxing. They're building campaign war chests, collecting money, and they're getting ready for 2020 so that they can come down on us like a horde and stomp the Second Amendment into the dust. Now, I don't know if that could happen. Why take the chance? Maybe the NRA is going to have to go through a shuffle. Maybe some people are going to have to lose or change their jobs. I don't know. But in the final analysis, I do know this: as a firearms journalist, it's insane to be at each other's throats all the time. We've got problems, and we can fix those problems as gun owners. But in the meantime, let's not commit ritual suicide for the entire world to look at. It would tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not. You're not. Excuse me. I'm choking on my Diet Pepsi. You are absolutely not correct. Or not wrong. You're absolutely 100% correct. I can't find nothing positive about the implosion, the catastrophic implosion of the NRA at the feet of Bloomberg and the gun grabbers, who are going to use this for the biggest PR coup ever, and the media will be all over it. That is not good for gun owners in any way, shape, or form. The National Rifle Association clearly has issues. Issues that I'm just a member. Like I said, I'm a member. I don't work for them. I'm not on their payroll. This show is not associated with them. I'm simply giving you my opinion as a member. That, to me, the National Rifle Association needs to be fixed. If there are people committing crimes at the NRA, they need to go to jail. If there are people that need to lose their jobs, they need to lose their jobs. If somebody on the board needs to be replaced, they need to be replaced. But to wish for the destruction of the National Rifle Association during this process, I believe, is, as you said, it's almost like ritualistic suicide when you imagine the PR coup that this is going to be for someone like Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg. And need I remind you what Kamala Harris just said yesterday at a town hall? I will stand up to the NRA. That's all they want to do is bury it. Why hand it to them? I'll be back right after this with Dave. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, a couple things. Don't forget, grilling while armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. The handgun edition is in graphic design. We'll be out, probably have a release date here within the next 6 weeks. I will keep you posted. In the meantime, you can follow all the goings-on over at Grilling While Armed on the Facebook page. The website will be up in the near future also. And people are asking about being able to pre-order the book right now. We're working on that, but we need to get a little bit more information from Graphic Design before we do that. I don't want to leave you hanging out there and find out you paid for something that you're not going to get for 90 days. We want to make sure that we know exactly when the book is going to be released before we do that, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We give you great barbecue recipes. We teach you about what we're doing. We're going to get you off that gas. We're going to get you on coal and wood. We're going to pair up great meals with great firearms for you. You're going to learn something. It's a lot of fun. And you'll enjoy it. The rifle edition is already being worked on as well. All right, let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, I'm going to ask if you want to put an exclamation point on anything relative to the National Rifle Association. It's a very important conversation. I'm not feeling real good about some of the stuff that's going to be going down. I'm not liking what I'm seeing, and I'm certainly not liking what I'm reading in a lot of social media places, and I'm not a big social media fan anywhere. When I see that 70 people are being thumb warriors in an Instagram account, to me, does not mean the world is coming to an end when you're talking about an organization that is 6 million strong. So while social media cuts across a lot of platforms,
it's not indicative of what's going on in the real world. It's cyber world. Now, I might get myself in a lot of trouble saying this stuff. I don't really care because it's a fact. If you're living in cyber world, go outside and smell the roses and the fresh air for once, for crying out loud. Get involved. Do something. Don't just be a thumb warrior. Do you want to tell me I'm nuts? What?
Well, no, you're not nuts. I think that. But let me recall something that happened to me some years ago, and this was probably about the time that I retired from the NRA board. I did 3 terms, which is 9 years. There was a break of 1 year in there, and I got back on the board, and then I started hearing stories. If people would come up to me at a gun show or send me an email or something about, hey, you know, what do you think about so-and-so did this, and geez, they were in this meeting, and this is what they said, and I'd have to respond to them. I would say there were occasions when I could really do this. I'd say, you know, I was in the room when that happened, and I didn't trip over you. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Where did you hear that? And, oh, my brother's cousin's girlfriend told me, and I heard you. And, you know, they'd come up with these just outlandish stories that were just bizarro. And, you know, honestly, I was on the board when there was a lot of internal turmoil. There were people in serious disagreements with one another. I know that I got lumped into one side, then I got lumped into another side, and I suppose that it depends on how you look at that in perspective, but I tried to listen to both sides, and finally I had to participate and, you know, call BS on some people who were doing some things that were just plain foolish. But there I was, having to explain to some people that I don't care what you heard. You weren't there. I was in the room, and sorry, that just, you know, what you just told me didn't happen at all. And the reaction from some of these people, not all of them, but some of these people, oh, God, I don't care what you say, you're lying. And well, no, I'm not. I mean, what's in it for me if I tell you a fib? You're wrong. You're nuts. And I guess that brings us around to the present problem. And Wayne LaPierre has been a dear friend of mine for, God, I don't know, 30 years, probably more than that. I consider him a good friend. We've dined together. We've shared a laugh. Sometimes we've had disagreements. I've interviewed him, God, I don't know how many times. I know some of the people who their names have been showing up in print in some of these stories. And honestly, I will reiterate what I said in the last segment. You know, if the NRA has a problem, and evidently it does, the NRA can solve that problem. But they don't need to be doing it out there where Mikey Bloomberg and all of these other people, Shannon Watts, you know, the people who would dance gleefully on the grave of the NRA.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Great way to put it.
Why cater to that, for crying out loud?
Why pay them for their tickets to that dance?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. I am. And yeah, are there issues? Yeah, there's no question about it. Do we need to get to the bottom of it? Absolutely. Is it good for gun owners to see the NRA collapse into a vacuum? Yeah. Absolutely not. That's not good in any way, shape, or form.
See, the thing is, you and I, we're just like everybody else out here. We've read the stories. Well, you know what? I'm an old news hack. And I'll be honest, I'm a newspaper hack. That's what I am. I'm a journalist. And until I can find out for myself by being there and talking to people and trying to get some reliable information, I can't make a judgment, and I think it's kind of silly for everybody else to be jumping at the gun to do that.
Well, I'm going to say what I said a couple days ago on the program. I opened up the Sunday show with it. I'll tell you now, but I think it's very important. At some point in time, you got to consider the source. You're talking about Vox, you're talking about Salon, you're talking about the Huffington Post, you're talking about Bloomberg funded The Trace, and you're talking about The New Yorker, none of which would want to see anything more or anything less than the National Rifle Association collapse. So, again, you've got to consider that source. But at the same time, I know some very powerful people, as you do, who are saying, look, a lot of that reporting, from what I know, is accurate, but I have not seen any of it. So, like you, I'm just going to sit back and watch it unfold. I am sad to see people, thumb warriors out there, screaming for the demise of the National Rifle Association. I've had people, I've read some things that people have said about me that you got to tell Walters to, you know, quit asking for people to join the NRA. Man, he doesn't get it. No, what I get is the collapse of the National Rifle Association, which is what you seem to want, ain't a good thing for gun owners, pal. That much I can tell you. What's going to play out at the NRA is going to play out at the NRA, and I'm going to be along for the ride as a member just like everybody else. I'm going to watch it happen. As I said before, if the shenanigans reach into legal territory, that's what happens, and it needs to be cleaned, period. But the collapse of the NRA is not a good thing. Dave, I'll let you close that out, and then we'll move on.
Well, I think it's pretty simple, really. And you refer to these people the way I've referred to some of them in the past. They're throwing things at you from the cheap seats. It's the peanut gallery. You know, they're great at observing and great at being critical, but if you expect them to get involved in, oh God, no, I gotta go to the grocery store, you know, I gotta pick up a loaf of bread, or I gotta go to the dump. They're always there with an opinion, but they're never there with their sleeves rolled up to do the dirty work.
We're gonna see and hear a lot of things, listener. Whether you agree with me or disagree with me, that's fine. I want to hear from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org on this topic. It's an important topic. But I want your opinion. Do you believe it's good that the National Rifle Association implodes at the hand of the rabid, freedom-hating, Bloomberg-funded left? Do you actually believe that? If you do, I want to hear it. Give me a thought-out, well-thought-out statement. I'll read it. Hell, if it's that good, I might even invite you on the program to talk about it on the Monster broadcast. But I know, Dave, that you and I will meet a lot of people this weekend together and have this conversation. There's people listening right now that are going to ask us about that. In fact, I got an email from somebody right now that just said, I listened to Monday's Daily Defense, and you opened the show talking about Pete from South Bend. He wants to reinstate Social Security bans, confiscation for elderly. I want to point out his policies have made South Bend the worst, fifth-worst city in Indiana. The city is sixth in crime, and the unemployment rate is 13%. I know because I live 45 minutes away. And this guy wants to be president? America doesn't need to turn into South Bend. Like him, I'm also an Afghanistan war veteran, and being a veteran does not make you an expert on guns. Pete has failed the city and is constantly fighting pro-gun legislation in the state. And then he closes it out with Jason Reeve, North Judson, Indiana. P.S. I look forward to seeing you this weekend at the NRA convention. Jason, you better damn well believe it, bro. Can't wait to shake your paw. Dave is going to be with me at my side along with Alan Gottlieb. See you in a few days.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Last segment of the show already. Good conversation. It's going to generate some response. I feel certain it will generate some response. I'll get a lot of hate from those haters on social media, from those folks who apparently have enough time to sit there and do that all day long. I don't know what you do for a living that you can do that all day, but believe me, I'm way too busy to be thumbing like that. I don't get it. Dave, welcome back to the program, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I appreciate the honesty and the integrity that you bring to that conversation. I really do. You didn't know I was going to hit you with that. We didn't discuss this. There was no pre-interview. And your responses were, I really do appreciate your honesty, as I said, and your integrity in those responses. It means a lot, and I know it means a lot to a lot of listeners who do listen to what you say and are going to come and shake our paw, just like that last email I read. They're there.
Well, yeah, that's very kind of you, and you're always generous with your praise of me, and I guess I'm going to have to stop sniffing airplane glue because of it. But,
no, I just don't want you writing anything bad about me. I get enough of crap from the other people who disagree. You know, it's amazing how you can people on the same side can come after you. So please don't write anything bad about me.
No, listen, hey, I promise your mom, right? Mom, I promise I won't say a bad thing about him, and I'll make sure that he's safe in Indianapolis. And, you know, someday you're going to have to get your mom on the air. We'll do a three-way here. But
wouldn't that be funny, man?
I think it'll be a gasp. But, you know, honestly, you know, this is a tough topic to discuss, and frankly, because, as I said earlier, I know people on both sides of this argument. I consider them friends, and I'm not prepared to start taking sides and say, yeah, when I get to Indianapolis, I'm going to run down to the hardware store and get a gallon of tar and buy a pillow full of feathers, and we're going to get a rope and make some torches. You know, that's just nonsense. Yeah, consider the source of the news. Consider what's in the news. If you want to make up your own mind, fine. But for me, because you know, I've devoted my whole life to trying to find out facts and get, you know, the real nitty-gritty of stuff. Whatever I've read, I'm not about to cast judgment on some people all the facts. It is too early.
It's too early.
And frankly, it may be too late. I don't know. We've got to find out. And I suspect that if there's a lot of fact to this, which people seem to think there is, we're going to see some interesting things coming out of the board meeting that follows the weekend convention. The board always meets on Monday after the annual members' meetings to go through business. I sat through a whole lot of those meetings. They're always interesting, very educational. The NRA board is like almost like a mini legislature. It taught me a lot. I had to learn to get along with people that sometimes I thought they might be a little nuts, but and they thought the same thing about me. But we learned to accomplish stuff. And I think the main thing that emerged for me when I was on the board, and it was a great experience, I'm not saying it was, I learned to work with people. And I learned that we're all on the same side, and we all want to get to the place where the Second Amendment is absolutely bulletproof and that nobody can tamper with it ever again. Now, that may not happen in my lifetime or your lifetime, but I think that's where we're all trying to go. And you can't do that by trying to stick knives in each other's backs.
No, you can't. And again, like I said, I'll leave it at this. I don't know what's going to come out of it either. I'm voicing my opinion that I don't believe it's a good thing for some of the things that I've read, for some of the people to actually, from what I've seen with my own eyes. And I won't.
Well, as I wrote the other day in Liberty Park,
for the demise of the NRA.
Yeah, well, you know, you refer to that story I did in Liberty Park Press. I think it was yesterday. You know,
I'm looking at it right now.
This is annual beat up on the NRA week, and I did a story like this, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago, where in the week or the 10 days leading up to any NRA convention, and you can go back and find these stories and editorials, it's like an open season on the National Rifle Association. And about the only thing that they haven't been accused of is being child molesters. My God, it's just some of the stuff that you see written. Oh, they want everybody to have guns. They want crazy people to have guns. They want to arm wife beat. You know, that kind of nonsense is so wrong. It's almost self-destructive, because at the end of the day, when you read that stuff, you think, you know, only a person who's about half a bubble off a plum could have really written something like that.
You know what's interesting to me? You're right, though. You're absolutely correct. What's really interesting to me about the whole thing is at every convention I've been to, been going to them for years, is you inevitably see the three or four protesters. I believe it was in Pittsburgh I saw something that was just absolutely hilarious, where I saw three or four protesters and about 17 news cameras, you know, down on the ground, aiming up at them to get those shots of them, and up in the clouds, and, you know, the gallant looks with the chins up, and the three guys to make them look like these mad protesters. Meanwhile, there's 70,000 black, white, red, law enforcement, military veterans, green, orange, I mean, women wearing burkas going in to the NRA convention of all walks of American life. We're walking right past them, and the media is obsessed with these three clowns with a dopey sign that says, "No more assault rifles," or "Yes, I do want to come and take it." And meanwhile, America, an incredible cross-section of the country, is walking right past him, and the media just blows right by it. Doesn't even want to cover it.
That I think, tells you where some of the media is really at.
Well, and particularly at this time
there
of year,
are
like
colleagues, at least I consider them my colleagues. They probably don't consider me their colleague, but you know, we're all in a business and a craft, a trade, a profession that we're trying to seek out the facts and maybe provide some semblance of truth to the people who read or listen to what we have to say. You know, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, although your mom says so. But
you speak for yourself.
I never miss a chance, but. I think, you know, we're going to go to Indianapolis We're going to have fun. We're going to meet a lot of people who I think rely on us to help them make it through the day or the week. And, you know, if we find out some stuff that we don't like, if we find out some stuff that makes us feel bad or sad, well, you know, that's part of life. Nobody promised us a perfect experience. They promised us an interesting life, I guess, and it gets interesting about this time every year. And hopefully, when all is said and done and the dust settles, we're going to see a unified firearms community again, working ahead toward 2020 to keep a bunch of raving lunatics from taking over Congress and the White House. And hopefully they'll leave us all alone. Eventually, you know, let's win this one.
We have to. That was so well said. Because at this stage in the game, firearms owners have to come together for 2020. And I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what you think of the NRA. I don't care what you think of any other organization. It doesn't make any difference. What the tweet warriors say, what the Instagram thumbers do, it doesn't make any difference. At the end of the day at 5 p.m. when it's happy hour, man, you want Kamala Harris or you want Donald Trump? That's where we're at. Or one of the other, what do we think we're up to, 1,109 goofballs running over there at this, every single one of them openly embracing bans on firearms, wishing America would do what New Zealand did. That's the option, and we have to come together and fight it. And I'm confident that we will, notwithstanding some of those warriors that really don't have much to say other than beating somebody up because they don't have anything else to say. Dave Workman, thank you, man, for everything. Cannot wait to see you Thursday. Looking forward to having dinner with you and spending Friday, Saturday, and Sunday meeting people with you at the floor of the National Rifle Association. I will be at the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms booth with Dave and Alan Gottlieb. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave with your club, without your club, ever, ever, ever. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.